This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. Calling Indian diaspora as Rashtradoots, Prime Minister Narendra Modi said they have always been the country's strongest brand ambassadors. The Prime Minister said this while addressing a large gathering of the Indian community at an event in Nassau Coliseum in Long Island, New York last night. Lauding the Indian diaspora's role in India-US bilateral relations, Mr. Modi said for the world, AI stands for artificial intelligence, but he believes AI also represents the American Indian spirit. The Prime Minister expressed gratitude towards US President Joe Biden for hosting him at his home and said it is an honor for 140 crore Indians. Mr. Modi has announced that two new Indian consulates will be opened in the US in Boston and Los Angeles. This expansion reflects India's commitment to strengthening ties with the Indian diaspora across the United States. The Prime Minister also announced the opening of a Thiruvalluvar Chair of Tamil Studies in the University of Houston. At the event, the Prime Minister gave the Pushpa Mantra for making India a developed nation. Prime Minister Modi held bilateral talks with Kuwait's Crown Prince Sheikh Sabah Al Khalid Al Sabah in New York in the wee hours today on the sidelines of UNGA. The leaders reviewed bilateral relations and discussed ways to further strengthen the historical linkages and strong people-to-people contacts. Prime Minister Modi also held talks with his Nepalese counterpart KP Sharma Oli. The two leaders discussed matters of mutual interest to strengthen cooperation in all areas of age-old, multifaceted and expanding India-Nepal partnership. Prime Minister Modi also discussed emerging technology collaboration with business leaders at the CEO Roundtable. Mr. Modi met Dr. Krishna Singh of Haltech International and discussed Haltech's plan to expand manufacturing in India and the potential for boosting cooperation in the field of atomic energy. The campaigning for the second phase of assembly elections in Jammu and Kashmir will end today. 26 assembly constituencies spread over 5 districts will go to polls in this phase on the 25th of this month. These districts are Riyasi, Rajouri and Poonch in Jammu region and Srinagar and Budgam in the Kashmir Valley. Jammu and Kashmir assembly elections are being conducted in 3 phases. Poonch Haveli constituency in Poonch district is one of the seats that will go to polls in the second phase. An Election Commission of India ECI team led by Chief Election Commissioner Rajiv Kumar reached Ranchi on a 2-day visit to state to review preparations for the upcoming assembly elections in Jharkhand. The team, also comprising Election Commissioners Gyanesh Kumar and Sukhbir Singh Sandhu, will meet representatives of political parties in Ranchi today. Later in the day, the EC team will meet Chief Electoral Officer, State Police Nodal Officer and Central Forces Coordinator to review the preparations. Tomorrow, the ECI team will review the preparations with District Election Officers and Superintendents of Police from all the 24 districts, the Chief Secretary and the DGP. Assembly elections in Jharkhand are due later this year. In Sri Lanka, National People's Power leader Anuradha Kumaradesanayake has been declared victorious in the presidential election. He will be sworn in today at the Presidential Secretariat as the 9th Executive President of Sri Lanka. The Election Commission conducted a second round of counting for the first time in the country's history as no candidate went beyond the required 50% mark. Government has said that 49% of Ayushman cards are issued to women, and out of 7.79 crore hospital admissions, around 3.61 crores were utilized by women. The Health Ministry said in terms of Ayushman cards creation, Uttar Pradesh, Madhya Pradesh, Bihar and Maharashtra are top performing states, and in terms of utilization, Tamil Nadu, Karnataka, Andhra Pradesh and Kerala are the top performers. The Board of Control for Cricket in India, BCCI Men's Selection Committee, has announced Indian squad for the second test against Bangladesh. The selection committee has confirmed that the squad remains unchanged for the second test. The match will be held in Kanpur starting from the 27th of this month. India crushed Bangladesh by a huge margin on the fourth day of the opening test. An India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast heavy to very heavy rainfall in Konkan, Goa, Madhya Maharashtra and Marathwada today. It said heavy rainfall is likely over southern and north interior Karnataka, coastal Karnataka, among other places. And that is the end of this news bulletin.